Nice to have everyone back as we look at some of the great games of Major League history. It's something that we're doing and MLB is doing, and we've had a lot of fun talking about the Seattle Mariners and New York Yankees series. And there's a guy who was there, and I love watching him on TV. He was part of the Mariners broadcast network, and he's formerly with the MLB network. Well, not formerly, I guess you still are, once we get baseball again. And that is my dear friend, formerly the Marlins broadcaster. I'll say that. It's my dear friend, Rich Walsh. Rich, how are you?
I'm good, Marty. I hope MLB Network is still around when we get back to baseball. But, yeah, it's and look, it's an honor to be on your show just because, you know, for a lot of fans out there, they miss baseball. And you are the voice of baseball in the Bay Area. Your shows for the longest time with the A's and now the longest time with the Giants. It's just been a terrific thread to keep people connected to the game. So a tip of the cap for you to be on the air and giving everybody that baseball that they need right now.
Well, I appreciate it. The fans have been great, the emails and the texts and on Twitter at Baseball Marty, and people are keeping in touch, Facebook as well, and you're right. We just want to talk about some ball and bring us back to some normalcy of what we enjoyed. And it's great to have you on because this game that we've highlighted today and talked about, you know, Seattle ends up beating the Yankees 6-5 in 11 innings and wins the division series. Seattle then goes on to lose to Cleveland for the American League pennant. But this game was part of a tremendous year in Seattle. So many things happened. And why don't you bring us up to date? I think it's important for the fans to understand why this game was so important, not only to win a division series, but what it meant to Seattle baseball.
Well, I mean, it didn't start in spring training. It started in 1994 when tiles fell off the roof of the Kingdome. And they had to literally close the Kingdom. And the Mariners were looking at playing the last month and a half of their season on the road. I don't want to say thankfully they didn't have to, because the reason they didn't have to was the strike in 94. And the strike actually shortened 95. That 95 season was 144 games. But the Mariners at that point had very little success. This 95 season was their 19th, and they'd had just two winning seasons. It was year three for Pinella. And so 95 was also the first year of the expanded playoffs, right? And so there wouldn't have been a division series in 94. So they were trying to get to the postseason for the first time ever, and it didn't look like it was going to happen. In late May, Ken Griffey Jr. broke his wrist. And it is the greatest catch I've ever seen in person. It's known as the Spider-Man catch. It's a game-winning catch he makes on the wall in right center, but he fractures his wrist badly, and he was out almost 3 months. Then in June, voters in Seattle voted down a tax measure to fund a new ballpark. So it looked like the Mariners, no matter what would happen this year, they were moving, and Giant fans certainly know that feeling when they were trying to get their new ballpark. And then you get to the late August, and Seattle's 12.5 games out of the West, 12.5 behind the Angels. They raced to the end. They caught the Angels. They tied the Angels, and they still weren't in the playoffs. They had to have that one game play-in game, and Randy Johnson was spectacular. They beat the Angels. Kingdome goes crazy, and they're on to face the Yankees in this five-game series. And then they get there, and the Yankees are the first wild card team in the American League, and then the Yankees win the first two games of the series in New York. And this is before that five-game format was fixed or changed. So it was two games in New York and then three games back in Seattle.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable now that you put it in the historical context. Rich Walsh with us, and as I say, formerly a Mariners broadcaster. You can hear him on the MLB Network, and we used to love listening to him with Tommy Hutton doing the Marlin games on TV. But you look at the players involved. Griffey comes back and has an amazing series. As you said, the Yankees open it up at home, even though they're a wild card team. They win the first two. And then the Mariners come home, and they win game three and then game four, which I want to touch on before we get to this finish of game five. And they get five runs in the eighth inning. And at that point, the Yankees are... Well, it's actually a tie game at that point, 6-6. And in the bottom half of the eighth inning, Edgar Martinez hits a grand slam. Buehner hits a home run. They're up 11-6 and then have to hang on in the ninth inning to finally win it 11-8 to get to the fifth game. Let's talk about that fourth game for a minute. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, first, go back to one of the reasons the Yankees won the first two games is because of that play-in game, the Mariners had to throw Randy Johnson in that last game against California. They were then the California Angels at the time. So Johnson didn't pitch in New York. He dominated the Yankees in game three. And so then game four was all hands on deck. And in game four, the Yankees actually had a 5-0 lead in that game right out of the chute. So, and Edgar Martinez was unbelievable. Obviously, you know, the final swing of the bat of the series, everybody knows it was Edgar who drove in Griffey, but the grand slam to center field was just an enormous blow, and it made everybody at that point believe that this was going to happen. Look, Griffey was terrific. His first taste of the postseason, 5 home runs in the series. Edgar's numbers in the series, I just looked them up. He's 12 for 21, 2 homers, 10 RBIs, hit .571, slugged .667. Mm-hmm. And you had great stars on the other side. Sadly, and a guy that I know well was his only postseason, was Don Mattingly, who got to the postseason for the very first time. And he was terrific. He hit .417 in the series, so... but yeah, game four was wild and into game five. And, to be honest with you, I wasn't there for the whole game. I forget what the name of the league was, but it was before MLS. It was the A League, I think. And it was the championship series and Seattle was in it. And so across town was where the soccer facility was. And I did that, called that on television and raced over and got there just when things were getting good in, like, the eighth and the ninth inning. So,
well, I love it. There's a big part of the end of this game in the Mariners' 11th. And if this is the one I'm thinking about, there's a bunt by Joey Cora, an amazing bunt, an amazing slide to
yes,
get on.
Yes.
Right? Remember that?
Yeah, without question. And the other thing, too, is, both
Do I have
managers,
the right Cora there, by the way? That is
yeah,
true.
Yeah. You got Joey.
All right.
Joey was a fan favorite. They loved him up here because he was scrappy, did all the little things. To get to that 11th, though, remember in the ninth, both teams threatened in the ninth, and both managers had to go pull their aces back into the series. Randy Johnson came into the ninth and got the Mariners out of trouble in the top of the ninth, and Jack McDowell came in, and he pitched the bottom of the ninth, and Seattle had a runner in scoring position in that one and didn't. Were unable to get it across. And then the Yankees got a runoff of Johnson in the 11th and had that one-run lead. And Cora pulled the bunt down that first baseline perfectly. He eluded probably the best fielding first baseman in that era in Mattingly on the tag. I think Junior took a pitch and then drilled it in the center field, and that set up the Edgar Martinez at-bat for McDowell. And, Edgar Martinez went into the Hall of Fame this year, and rightfully so. That at bat, to me, was a great illustration of something that Edgar was always able to do that not many hitters can do, and that is pull a ball like that and keep it fair. If you watch that swing, and it's obviously you can find it online, watch his hands. Watch how he brings his hands in and keeps them in and keeps the ball fair. It's something that Edgar was really, really good at, and that sent that place just in orbit. And that's all of that whole 94, stadium falling apart, strike, Griffey's injury, voters voted down the new ballpark, down 12.5 games. All of that stuff led into Game 5. Now, obviously, they lost to the Indians in the. League Championship Series, and the Mariners have never been to a World Series, so that is that's the moment in Mariners history. And by the way, like 2 weeks after this series ended, the King County Council didn't even take it to the public. by I it was a huge margin. They voted to fund the new ballpark. So they end up getting the new ballpark at the end of this as well, and that became Safeco Field, and the rest is history.
Well, Rich Walt's a tremendous background, tremendous story. You know, it's—I hate to say it—maybe the silver lining in this whole thing is that MLB is putting on these great games. Mark Fidrich, the Bucky Dent home run, the Pirates, We Are Family. We talked about that today. There's so many amazing games that make baseball what it is, and maybe it's good to step back every once in a while and relive it to this level with someone who was there. So I appreciate you being on. I really do. How are you spending your time?
Well, you know, I just like everybody else in Seattle, I live in the Seattle area, and I grew up in the Bay Area, and I've got my family's there. My mom is there, all of that. So it feels like the Bay Area and Seattle are very similar in what we're all up against and what we're all doing to be careful and safe. So, you know, we've stayed mostly in the house, go out for groceries, maybe a long bike ride or something. I think I've organized my office like three times already. I've cleaned
really?
My desk out twice. I've gone through the closet and you know, to take the clothes to Goodwill. And I'm pretty much run out of things to do at this point. So when I got a text from you saying, hey, you want to come on and talk baseball? I was like, yes, of course. Absolutely.
Well, I love having you on, and we'll do this hopefully not too long. We'll get back to regular action, and you'll get back to calling the games that you love. But until then, you're welcome anytime, and I think this is important for the healing of just getting through this very tough time, is to reach back a little bit into baseball, and for 8 or 9 or 10 minutes, as you did beautifully, I'm not sure how long we talked, but I could go on forever. You sort of forget what's going on, and you can reach back for those wonderful moments, and I think you did a beautiful job with it. So thank you, and we'll absolutely keep in touch.
Marty, anytime, buddy. Thank you very much.
All right, that is Rich Walts. You can hear him on the MLB Network, formerly with the Marlins and the Seattle Mariners, and he's done some Giant games too. This is a good man, and I appreciate having him on to talk some ball with him. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.